following Malcolm Turnbull's visit to Villers-Bretonneux in France last week to mark the centenary of the First World War. The upcoming visit of President Macron provides an opportunity to further strengthen France and Australia's ties. Macron is only the second French president to visit Australia, and following his recent visit to the White House, no doubt him and Mr. Turnbull would have plenty to discuss. Joining us now is Tony Walker, adjunct professor at La Trobe University, to explain why Australia's relationship with France is more important than ever. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, and good morning, Adelaide. I must say, after that music, I'm sure your listeners are well and truly awake now.
I do hope so. Well, and we've got some exciting things to discuss. So why is this meeting more than the usual significance?
Well, I think for two or three reasons. One, as you mentioned, Macron's just had this meeting at the White House with President Trump, where they would have discussed a number of things, including the Iran nuclear deal, climate change, obviously, and trade. Climate change of particular importance, I think, to us and to France, and to preserve the Paris Accord on climate change. I think it's also important because of Britain's exit from the European Union, which makes our relationship with Europe, France and Germany in particular, more important. And, of course, China's rise in this part of the world means that we're looking for, I wouldn't say new alliances, but to strengthen existing alliances and relationships. And our relationship with France, which is building, of course, we're buying submarines from them, is part of that picture. So for all sorts of different reasons, I think this is a significant visit at this particular moment.
Now, you did touch on Brexit and the European Union. How important is it for Australia's trade economy to maintain strong connections in the European market?
Well, it's absolutely critical, obviously. I suppose you'd have to say that in the past we've looked at Europe through the prism of our relationship with the United Kingdom. Clearly, that is changing. And will change. And I think, broadly speaking, that's a good thing. I think we've probably been too UK-focused in the past, not to say we won't continue to have an important and strong trading relationship with Britain. But it's sometimes overlooked that the European Union collectively is the biggest foreign investor in Australia and the second biggest trading partner, and France is a big component of that.
Now, how historically has Australia's relationship been with countries outside of the UK and Europe?
Well, let's just think about Europe in a broader sense. Of course, the EU has expanded very significantly in recent years, and it makes it all the more desirable that we should negotiate this free trade agreement with the European Union. Those negotiations are getting underway. Why France is important in all of this is of course because of its importance in the European context, but it's also perhaps the most reluctant of the European countries to reach a free trade agreement with us that would enable our primary producers to have greater access to the European market. So Turnbull getting Macron on side at the beginning of these negotiations is pretty important, I would think.
You touched on the fact that Australia has purchased French submarines recently. Australia and France have also been working on a logistical defence agreement, enabling closer coordination in the Pacific. Why do you think Australia needs to nurture its security relationships with France and other nations who are involved in that region now more than ever?
Well, look, I say in this piece that I wrote for the conversation that France is not about to become an Indo-Pacific power, but it is a nuclear power. It's one of five. It has a significant navy and the capacity to project power, and I think it's makes a lot of sense for us to build our strategic and logistical relationship with the French. They do have interest in this part of the world. Of course, New Caledonia remains part of France, although it's a referendum will be held later this year where they'll vote, where New Caledonians will vote on independence. It has some other Pacific possessions, not of great significance, including French Polynesia, but I think there are emotional attachments for France in this part of the world, and I think it makes a lot of sense for us to try and build a security and strategic relationship with the French, given China's rise and the sort of challenges that we're facing in this part of the world, including, of course, the fact that America may not be or may not continue to be the dominant power in the Indo-Pacific as it has been in the past.
We're speaking with Tony Walker, adjunct professor at La Trobe University, about French President Emmanuel Macron's upcoming visit to Australia this week and why Australia's relationship with France is going to be more important than ever. Now, given this, large amount of things that are important for the two world leaders to discuss, what is actually said on the topics between Macron and Turnbull?
Well, I think probably top of the list will be, if you're talking about the broader issues, will be China. How to manage China's rise in our part of the world. I don't think the French will be sending battle groups here frequently, but I think it's fair to say that Turnbull will want to reach some sort of an understanding with Macron of how to deal with China's rise in all its various dimensions. And then there are specific issues, as we've mentioned, like trade and climate change. I would assume Macron and Turnbull will be more or less on the same page as far as preserving the Paris Accords on climate change are concerned. Macron, of course, said before the Congress in the joint session in Washington just the other day that if the Paris Accords collapse, there is no quote-unquote planet B. I would hope personally that Turnbull would echo those sorts of sentiments. And of course, we've mentioned trade, critically important from our perspective to get a good start to these negotiations and a free trade agreement with the European Union, which will be complex, obviously, because there's a lot of moving parts. But from our own perspective, it's highly desirable, especially with the UK exiting the EU, that we get some sort of a free trade agreement with the Europeans that will facilitate our access to that huge market, huge and growing market, I should say.
Now, you did touch on climate change. The Liberal Party isn't necessarily known for taking a particularly strong stance on improving Australia's relationship with climate change. Is the meeting with Macron likely to help facilitate some of that and keep Australia moving in the right direction?
Well, it depends what you mean when you talk about the Liberal Party. Of course, there are differences within the party on the Paris Accords. There are differences on all sorts of issues to do with climate change, of course, like support for the renewables and so forth. But I think it's fair to say that Turnbull and Julie Bishop and others like Frydenberg, the energy minister, are committed to the Paris Accord, are committed to pushing forward with these remedial measures to deal with climate change. So I would assume that that Macron and Turnbull will be like-minded on that subject. And I think from Turnbull's perspective, it's quite useful for him to have an important global figure like Macron in Australia at this time discussing these sorts of issues in a way which would strengthen the point of view of Turnbull and those around him who happen to believe that climate change is real and believe in the science and think that we should address the issue in a fairly robust manner.
As we mentioned at the top, President Macron has just come from the United States meeting with President Trump. How likely are Macron and Turnbull to have a good relationship, to sort of have similar things to discuss? How politically similar-minded are they?
Well, I think it's a fair judgment to make that Macron, of course, established his own centrist movement in France, neither Gaullist on the conservative side nor socialist on the Labour side. He was a member of the Hollande government on the left, but he branched out and established his own centrist force. Perhaps Turnbull here in Australia would look enviously at what Macron has achieved in France, and perhaps wish that he could hold more firmly to the centre ground in this country, which I think would be to his advantage. Nevertheless, I would assume that Turnbull himself would view his own position on various matters, and we mentioned climate change, as not all that different from Macron, and I think he would like to be cast in a similar light. Now, of course, he has pressures from the right which make that a bit difficult.
Well, Tony, thanks so much for speaking with us this morning.
That's a great pleasure.
Tony Walker there, adjunct professor at La Trobe University, speaking about French President Emmanuel Macron's upcoming visit to Australia this week and why Australia's relationship with France is more important than ever.